introduce you to Brett Newsky. He's, of course, an author. He's an illustrator, painter, blogger, podcaster, and video prankster. And we've had him on WTFJ Conversations, and he is just back from touring, and you're going to be playing right here in, I believe it's Wauwatosa next weekend.
Hey, what's up, Libby Collins? Yeah, Hart Park. I used to play street ball there when I was in high school.
Well, yeah, because you were quite the basketball player.
I was like our third best player. We had a good team. I lived down the street from the best player in the conference, so I got lucky. I grew up next to him.
Yeah, well, we're playing. Isaac is a huge fan of yours, our producer, and we're playing your new song. Tell us a little bit about that one, Newsky.
Oh, but I don't even remember. Honestly, like when people ask me about like what songs mean, like I wrote them. Even if I wrote them like a month ago, I struggle to remember. It's just in the moment thing. I mean, that song, if I recall correctly, it's called "This Love Is a Fluke." It's kind of a grungy, old school Weezer slacker rock song, kind of a party rock song. But it's just kind of about, I don't know, being a fringe character and kind of trying to find your place in the trying to find the right social circle, really.
Yeah, I really like it. I think this is, I really like this one a lot. Now, tell us a little bit about your tour, because you're on the road constantly. And I'm kind of intrigued because I know you're going back to South Africa. What draws you to there? Because you've played there before, right?
Yeah, I think this is probably my 10th time going there. It was like haphazardly just like the first place I ever did a tour because I got invited out there by a South African artist. And it just kind of sparked. It was really encouraging. It really sparked motivation for me. And, you know, I think there's just less bands over there. And I think it's maybe a little easier to cut through. I'm not sure. But for whatever reason, the response was really cool. And, you know, there's a energy in the air, and people are pumped to see you, and they're like, "Oh, Brew, you came all the way to South Africa, Brew. It's so lekker. Thank you for coming, Brew." So it's I love that place, and it's usually very sunny and great food without corn syrup injected into it. You know.
You know, it's interesting that you say that they're so grateful to have you there because they don't have that much music like you play, but our audiences, not just in South Africa, but you tour Europe a lot. I know you're in the UK, Netherlands, Germany, Austria. Do they differ from what you see back here in the U.S. and particularly in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, Europeans are just a bit more reserved. So, I mean, I think just in general life, like there's just a bit less anxiety in the air in Europe. I don't know what it is. Americans just party a bit more outwardly, and that's fun too. It's really fun for rock shows, but I don't know, we're like, the America's amazing, but it is also like the beacon of horrible mental health, and I struggle with that myself. But you know, we're in this kind of weird fame chase culture, and you know, everyone's in a social media, like Nintendo game, kind of inadvertently or not, playing the traps of comparisons with our friends and acquaintances. And I don't even know if I'm actually answering your question, but crowds are both awesome on both sides. I think it's just easier to kind of relax in some of these countries with slower pace of life, like Europe and South Africa.
I know you mentioned about struggling with mental health, and you've written a book called It's Hard to Be a Person, about defeating anxiety, surviving the world, and having more fun. And you've integrated that into your music as well. I know that you've got an album that kind of accompanies that book.
Yeah. It's I made a soundtrack to the book. I was my producer Spatola and I, we were making kind of a bunch of acoustic punk recordings, like kind of in the Violent Femmes inspired kind of stuff, you know, really raw, kind of stripped down, but like loud and fast acoustic instrumentation and power pop and short hooky songs. So those songs, I just, I wrote them kind of, you know, transporting myself back into, you know, being a middle schooler, or a high schooler, or a young person, just trying to kind of figure out my brain and my world and my, you know, philosophies and where I stood on things. So the songs just fit right in with the book. So it just made sense to kind of team them up together.
Well, I know a lot of people are excited that you're going to be playing back here in Wisconsin next weekend. And again, it's at Hart Park. Tell us about that and how everybody can come to see you.
Yeah, so it's at Hart Park, Labor of Love Festival, and we play during the day. We play at 2 o'clock, which is awesome. I love playing during the day where I can drink an iced coffee and then go up on stage.
Are audiences during the day a little bit different than the ones you play for at night?
Well, I don't know. We haven't played during the day in years, so... Yeah, I mean, they're probably a little less buzzed up and a little more, I don't know. It'll be great. But the toughest thing about playing daytime is the sun is just ripping you to shreds and you can't see, like, your gear, your pedal boards and the switches by your feet. So it's actually one of the more challenging things to play in the hard sun, not to mention my pasty Polish complexion getting sunburned.
That's interesting that you say it's more challenging to play during the day at night, because I would have thought the reverse. I'm really surprised that you say that. Well, I'll tell you, if you haven't seen Brett Newsky and his band Newsky, if you've seen him and you want to see him again, next Sunday is the date. Hart Park, and again, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Brett?
That's right. I heard that you were going to crowd surf also, Libby Collins.
You know what? I am. I will be there.
All right. Audio evidence.
Yeah, okay. Hey, listen, Brett, always great to hear from you. And good luck on that next tour. I envy you going to South Africa.
Thanks, Libby. You're an ultra pro. I appreciate it.